Good morning. Here's what's making news on Classic Hits WTYE. The National Weather Service has extended the flood warning for the listening area through at least the end of the month. The United Way of Crawford County is establishing a local impact fund, and the Crawford County Health Department is reiterating to everyone there have been no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the county. From the Tracy Insurance and Investments Newsroom, I'm Tony Collins. Tracy Insurance and Investments, where they treat you like family. With a threat of continued wet weather through the week and the already saturated ground, the National Weather Service has extended the flood warning for the WTYE listening area through at least the end of the month. According to the current flood forecast from the Wabash River at Hudsonville, the river is expected to crest Wednesday at 19.6 feet, then fall below flood stage by late Sunday or early Monday. Stay tuned to Classic Hits WTYE for the latest weather information. The United Way of Crawford County is establishing a local impact fund to assist agencies in the area that are dealing with emergency food and other basic needs during the current pandemic. According to Executive Director Mark Hill, it's important to stress that these dollars will be raised and kept locally, with 100% of the funds going directly to those in need. There'll be no overhead cost involved in this effort. Interested individuals can help by contributing food to local food pantries or consider volunteering in food distribution. To make a donation via the United Way Facebook page or for additional ways to donate, find this story at WTYEFM.com. As we all adjust to the new normal of the state-mandated stay-at-home order, the Crawford County Health Department is reiterating to everyone there have been no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the county. However, in an effort to flatten the curve and halt the spread of COVID-19, the CCHD has issued increased measures. To learn more about the additional steps being taken, find this story at WTYEFM.com. Area small business owners will now be able to seek financial assistance. According to Robinson Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lisa Schaefer, the U.S. Small Business Administration is offering low-interest federal disaster loans for working capital to Illinois small businesses suffering substantial economic injury as a result of COVID-19. Applicants may apply online, receive additional disaster assistance information, and download applications by following the link with this story at WTYEFM.com. During times like these, many of us rally together and support one another. However, some take times like these to take advantage of people. The Department of Justice is doing its part to combat fraud. U.S. Attorney Stephen Weinhoff of the Southern District of Illinois has appointed a coronavirus fraud coordinator and is urging the public to report suspected fraud schemes related to COVID-19 by calling the National Center for Disaster Fraud Hotline or by sending complaints to the NCDF email address. In coordination with the Department of Justice, Attorney General William Barr has directed U.S. attorneys to prioritize the investigation and prosecution of COVID-19 fraud schemes. Find the phone number and email address to report fraud with this story at WTYEFM.com. That's been a look at the news. Time now for sports from the Bodybuilders Collision and Glass Sports Desk. Bodybuilders, your hometown collision center. Sports leagues around the U.S. remain suspended amid the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak. The NBA, NHL, and MLS are on hold for now. The NBA this past week had a Board of Governors call to assess the ongoing situation. The NBA plans to pay its players through April 1st, but that could be it. There is a provision in the collective bargaining agreement that allows teams to withhold part of a player's salary due to catastrophic circumstances. The league will announce its official plans before April 15th, which is the next payday. Major League Baseball is giving back to fans with the league shutdown. Every game from the past two seasons can be streamed on MLB.tv for free. The regular season is not expected to begin until at least May. And finally, the International Olympic Committee will decide on whether to hold the Tokyo Olympics over the next 4 weeks. The deadline was set yesterday after a meeting. Canada has already announced plans to not send athletes to the Olympics. Cancellation is not an option, according to the IOC, but the games could be postponed or held in a scaled-down fashion. For the latest on these stories and more, visit WTYEFM.com. WTYE is your daily source for the latest in local news, sports, weather, and more. Follow us on Twitter at WTYE News. I'm Tony Collins.